Dear Cheap Astronomy, with still nothing from SETI, is it possible we are looking for the wrong things? Well, no, probably not. There are some pretty smart people running SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, who have probably thought through more technological scenarios and possibilities than we could ever hope to present here. But what we can present here is one of the many offshoots to SETI, that is, SETS, S-E-T-S, the Search for Extraterrestrial Starships. First, let's look at the context in which SETI is being undertaken. Who knows where Earth is on the Universal Intelligence Development timescale? Our star formed about 5 billion years ago, which for an almost 14 billion year old universe, sounds like a bit of a late start. But it's not likely the first generation of stars would have lasted long enough to allow life to evolve before they went kablooey. And it's not all that likely the second generation of stars could have done much better. Third generation stars, also known as Population 1 stars, began to form about 10 billion years ago. So as Population 1 stars go, ours is pretty standard and unremarkable, small enough to last for several billion years, but not red dwarf small enough that planets in their habitable zone would have to be so close into their star to become tidally locked, and so end up being very cold on one side and very hot on the other. Although, if such a tidally locked planet had a moon that orbited it, then that moon could possess a day-night diurnal rhythm. Think Pandora, for example. Anyhow, in a universe that is capable of supporting life, it seems almost unreasonable that we are its one isolated example of technologically capable life. But we don't know if we are early starters or late bloomers. If we are early starters, then the current radio silence out there makes sense. We might even be the first. That is statistically unlikely, but then it's statistically unlikely for anyone to be first, although someone has to be. And that is worth holding on to. On balance, it's much more likely that we are first than that we are entirely alone. On the other hand, if we are late bloomers, then there may be many more technologically advanced folk out there. Any advancing technology that follows a similar path to our own is likely to adopt increasingly efficient communication solutions that send data direct from source to target, rather than relying on inefficient radiative broadcasting techniques that leak noise all over the cosmos. So unless an advanced civilization is deliberately broadcasting for the purpose of getting noticed, it's entirely likely that civilization's home base would appear electromagnetically silent from a distance. This is where SETS comes in. While the aliens may have sewn up any background communications leakage, if they are living the Star Trek dream, then there's a fair chance we should be able to find evidence of their starships. We're not talking warp signatures, though. It's not at all likely that anyone out there will achieve faster-than-light travel, because, you know, physics. But starships travelling at close to light speed should leave observable signs. Perhaps their propulsion system leaving an exhaust trail, or their forward-facing deflector dish clearing a path through dust clouds, or their home-based laser system pushing a light sail craft out along its way. While no one is anywhere near ready to stake their reputation on it, both the 2009 Space Roar and the 1977 WOW signal are both plausible SETS incidents, since neither has been readily explained by natural phenomena and there has never been a repeat signal from either location subsequently. Perhaps as our observational equipment and our observational resolution gets better, The next time there's an SETS event, we might be able to capture a lot more detail and genuine evidence of technologically based interstellar travel. Incidentally, in 2012, on the 35th anniversary of the WOW signal, Arecibo Observatory beamed the response, which contained 10,000 Twitter messages, transmitted in the direction from which the signal originated, towards the Sagittarius constellation. Arecibo scientists attached a repeating sequence header to each message to let any receiving entities know the messages were intentional and from another intelligent life form, although an intelligent life form that thought it was a great idea to send 10,000 messages in their local dialects. In the future, we are hopefully going to get a bit smarter about determining what signals go out, as well as determining what signals come in.